That which is not connected to the spiritual. Activities connected to the non-spiritual, they are called sins. And those connected to spiritual matters like Ganga, Yamuna, Guru, Vaishnav, Navadvip Dham, Vrindavan Dham, if some acts are committed against them, then those are called offenses. Aparad. That's why the reaction to those which are not connected to spiritual are also connected to this body. You will get sufferings of this body. But the result of offenses, its reaction touches the very soul, the possessor of the body. So much so that Vishayajati towards Krishna, towards his associate, if somebody commits offenses, even higher than that, even more serious than that is the Vaishnavas, committing offense to the Vaishnavas. If somebody commits offenses towards them, that is even more dangerous. What is the root of aparad? That which is opposite to preeti, affection, enviousness. Somebody is wicked. Somebody criticizes. With enviousness, it creates such an obstacle, these offenses, that a person, although fallen, thinks himself to be very high. This results from pride. Although he is foolish, he thinks himself very intelligent. That which brings in the Shastra, Mahat means the exalted personality, means Gurudev, Vaishnav, and the Bhagavat. If you commit offenses, if you criticize them, then the sadhak should beware of all these things. If somehow he does, then he should lament it. And internally, he should lament and he should beg forgiveness from one to whom he has committed offense, so that the Naam, Guru, Vaishnav, they should be satisfied. People do not understand. If Krishna himself would be there, maybe nobody would commit offense. But amongst us, we have heard. We don't have but experience that Naam, we don't have the experience that there is no difference between the name and the possessor of the name, Krishna. So towards the name, if we are showing disrespect, then you must understand that you are disrespecting Krishna himself. That is why you should beware. You should not commit such mistakes. And even higher than the name, those who have taken the shelter of the name, if you commit offenses towards them, it is then even more grave offense. Translation. Huh? He stopped translating?
No,
he's the Krishna. He will translate. What? He's not very well versed in philosophy at all. He's getting trained, giving spiritual over. He's not feeling well.
Oh,
Now he is deliberate in on aparad, then you say aparad uspa. Just understand this naam aparad, not seva aparad. If somebody commits seva aparad, then by chanting Bhagavad Kirtan and his name, by offering him prayers, then it is removed. The offenses are not removed. The aparad are very grave. To offer obeisances when we reach the deities, not to offer obeisances then is an offense. To worship the Lord in an empty state, to offer the Lord obeisances with just holding hands or just by bowing the head, to turn your back while performing parikram towards the Lord, you should not show your back while performing parikram. You should rotate in the opposite direction. Do not just fold your knees and sit in front of him. Do not show your feet towards the deity. Do not stretch your legs towards him. Do not scold anybody. Do not show much affection also in front of the deities. Deities are all in all. In front of the deities, to thank the deities as we scorn and to chastise somebody, scold somebody, only you should chant. To chant or thank you. In front of the deities, discussing some mundane topics, only chant or offer prayers. Do not cry in front of the deities. He knows everything. Do not disturb him with your material desires. Do not go to worship the deities wearing a blanket. If some hair of the shawl or the blanket falls, it is an offense. Do not criticize anybody in front of the deity. Do not offer honor anybody. Do not use abusive language. Do not pass air in front of the deity. Although capable, what it means, if you are capable and you can serve the deities with all pomp and show, with proper paraphernalia, but although you have wealth, all facilities, still you do not use it in the service of the Lord. Offer him in a proper pranam and not offering him proper paraphernalia with worship. Means not offering him incense, wicks. Although you have the capacity, you just offer just water and one flower, piece of flower. No, not like this. Not offer to the Lord and you started to eat yourself. That is like eating with stool. Should not eat. Whatever you should, somehow you should offer to the deities and then take the remnants. Whatever season is there, you should offer seasonal fruits or vegetables. Otherwise, it's not offered. In the front of deity, offering obeisances to Gurudev. Thank you. Do not place yourself to in front of Gurudev. Do not criticize the demigods. These are all, there are many more. And the Nama Pradas. The topmost of the demigod, Vishnu, Sadashiva Vishnu and Vishnu, there is no difference between them. For them to be different, to understand Sadashiva to be an entity separate from the Lord, it will become an offense. If you consider Shankarji to be an entity, residing deities separate from the Lord, that is an offense. Or in this world, the names which bring all auspiciousness, the names, his rope, form, his pastimes, they are non-different from the Lord. They are all one. Do not understand this to be different, otherwise, again, it's an offense. To understand the Guru like an ordinary human being and to disobey, some many people disobey them, and they are only destroyed. I have also seen this, who disobey the Guru, to consider Guru and disobey him. They criticize him and then they were completely destroyed. They could not prosper in this material world and spiritual life, of course, was destroyed. So be careful, never to, deliberately, you should never commit offense towards Gurudev. Do not criticize the Ved and other Shastras. They are non-different from the Lord. That is why. The Karmakandiya Shastras, is the aim is to bring those who are involved in this Karmakandiya, to bring them on a proper path. Do not criticize these such scriptures also. Sometimes, the stories of names that have been written, just by chanting one name, all the simple reactions are removed. Somebody might think this is an exaggeration. That is also an offense to think that statement is exaggeration. भगवान इज निर्गुण निराकार ही हैज नो फॉर्म नो एट्रीब्यूट ही हैज नो नेम टू थिंक लाइक दिस देन दैट इज एन ऑफेंस शुड नॉट थिंक लाइक दिस We will chant name and we will also commit offenses to think that, oh, I will remove my sinful reactions by chanting. That is also an offense. That is namaparad. Those who are having no faith and who are against the names, we should not instruct them about the glories of the names. Otherwise, your own bhajan will be destroyed. Hearing the unlimited glories of the name still being attached to me and mine, their names, their chanting of the names is also an offense. Beware of all these offenses and try to stay away from such offenses.
We're discussing about aparadha because previously we have been hearing the four types of aparadha, which awakens you to bodily activities, that which arises from bodily activities to hatred, anatta, that which arises from aparadha. And that which arises from bhakti itself. Therefore, we should understand that the aparadha made itself. The aparadha here that we are discussing is not the real aparadha. Because there are many different aparadhas destroyed by the performance of shravana and kirtan. Here, this aparadha is referring to the non-aparadha. Therefore, 32 main offenses. While certainly, especially in the dimension of possible language. So, for example, it's an offense to enter the deity room or the national name with both hands to choose to enter the deity room or the temple to be carried on the conquest. To not call the festival day as one of one of the deities like Dharman, Sri, Ram, Navami, or
Your call is disconnected. To make any further calls, please disconnect and dial the
Yes, Mr. Balaji, budget or the last part.
Glorify yourself before the Jesus, before the church commander,
Number 10, despite being the glory of the Holy Name,
thinking in terms of eye or mind, not a lot.
In the chakras, it has been written. There are 26 qualities. Symptoms of a Vaishnava. If amongst them somebody doesn't have some these qualities in someone, he is if somebody has taken Harinam from Gurudev, but although he is worshipping Krishna, he doesn't worship anyone else for the pleasure of Krishna, but he has all bad habits, he is not Shiprakruti Paramatma. He very quickly he becomes purified and he becomes a great soul. So that is why if one person, if he may have many bad characteristics in him, do not criticize such a person. Otherwise, that is also an offense if he has taken one pointed shelter of the holy names. Udhavji, Krishna is saying, to Udhavji, my devotee has no fear from no one. Whatever troubles come to him, he tolerates it happily. He has no desires in his heart. He has no desire. He always speaks sweet words. He's always sweet behavior he has. He does not accept respect from anyone but respect the others. Such devotee are very dear to me. Such person who has such symptoms, they are only saintly persons. Who don't have such characteristics, they are not sadhu. No, but anyway, you should not criticize them. To criticize such persons also, it may happen. Somebody says, if you have taken shelter for you now, the second shelter of Harinam, he will become purified. There is no need to criticize. Do not criticize such a person. Even though full of all bad characteristics. In Padma Puran, it has been said like this. Gita also, Apichetsu Duracharo. If you say that the topmost Vaishnavas all the Vaishnavas should we criticize them or praise them? Okay, we will not, we will totally ignore them and we will just keep on performing our bhajan. Somebody is criticizing, they don't ignore that. Don't think like this. Maybe the Vaishnava will excuse, forgive, but the dust of his feet will not excuse. And I will try to explain with an example. The dust of a Mahabhagavat cannot, the dust of the lotus feet cannot tolerate. Amrish Maharaj committed an offense towards Dhruvasari. Sorry, Dhruvasari committed an offense to Amrish. Shankarji, Ramaji, Narayan himself could not mitigate his distress. Though you have committed offense to him, go and beg forgiveness from him. Otherwise, the dust of his feet will not forgive. Srimad Bhagavatam will describe the symptoms of the Vaishnavas, this love. Sri Havi Yogendra is saying to Nemi Maharaj in Srimad Bhagavatam, O Maharaj, those who see is worshipable in all the living entities, and in his worshipable he sees all the living entities. They are Uttam Bhagavat, like Prahlad Maharaj. He is an example of this love. His worshipable deity, he sees all the living entities, and in all the living entities, he sees his worshipable deity. If somebody criticizes them, they do not take this offense. Caused so many disturbances in the life of his son. Even he tried to kill him. But Prahlad Maharaj did nothing against him. But the dust of his feet could not forgive. And Bhagavan appeared there and killed him. That's why somebody might think if he doesn't take any offense, he doesn't react. Somebody may think because they show no anger, they do not react to anyone, then if somebody commits an offense, then that is not an offense then, no problem. No, it is an offense. The writer of the scripture says that although the Vaishnava himself, if criticized, does not react, rather, a person who is committing an offense, he completely destroys his own life, his own spiritual life and material life. A sinful person, offensive person, forgets due to Maya that I am committing an offense. He thinks, oh, I am speaking the truth, but he doesn't understand. The question may arise again. If I criticize him, he doesn't show any reaction, doesn't react. And if I praise him, then also he will not react. Then it is, you praise him or you criticize him, then what is the use of praising him also? There is no need. Somebody might think, no, you should. You should glorify. You should praise. The Uttam Mahabhagavad. In the sacrifice of Yajna, when Shankarji was disrespected, in that pastime it is shown that although the Mahabhagavad do not take offense, but the dust of their feet, Chitraketu Maharaj, you remember that pastime? He is perfect soul. And seeing him as he criticized Shankarji that why do you have your wife in your lap? Don't you have proper knowledge? He criticized Shankarji. Oh, he's my guru brother. Shankarji thought he just smiled. But the dust of his feet, Shakti Devi, Parvati ji, immediately crossed him. He had to take birth as Vritrasur. As Vritrasur, he had to appear. That's why Vritrasur, the demon, he had to appear. That's why you must understand. Be very, very careful. Vaishnavas do not take any offense, but the dust of their feet will never forgive. And like it is described, the qualities of a Vaishnava, that he is very merciful and he is very sober. If he doesn't have these qualities, because he is chanting Harinam, still you should respect him. He will, Harinam will rectify him. Translation. I'm sorry, there was not mention about the Yagyapari 25 of Daksha. It was mentioned about Shankarji and Parvati ji past time.
But Prahlad Maharaj never took offense.
So people who are in a